Now, before you become Buddhas, few laughters, because few may come back, few may not come back. Those who will come back, they will celebrate. But those who will not come back from this great inner journey, for them, some laughters as a goodbye. Kowalski and Olga are making love in the upstairs bedroom just as Kowalski is about to start up his machinery. They hear a loud banging noise downstairs. "What is that?" asks Olga, jumping up in bed. "Nothing," pants Kowalski. "Come on, let us get on with it." "No, no way," demands Olga. "No love making until you find out what is going on downstairs." Poor Kowalski stumbles downstairs with a very large erection and flips on the lights. Suddenly the cat jumps out of the window. The dog dives under the sofa, and the parrot, trapped in its cage, looks around frantically, then tucks one leg under its wing and screams, "Wait, wait, you silly Pollock, you would not fuck a cripple." Terence and Mrs. Tuber, the TV couch potatoes, are propped up in their potato couch, chewing peanuts and watching their favorite soap opera, The Potato Family, on television. When the doorbell rings, Chip, the dog, starts barking, and Terence looks around at it and accidentally pops a peanut into his ear. He is still sitting in his potato couch with his head tipped to one side, trying to get the peanut out, when his daughter and her boyfriend Frito walk in. Frito immediately sees the situation and offers to help Terence to get the peanut out. "Look," says Frito, "I will cover your mouth, stick my two fingers into your nostrils, and then blow into your other ear." In desperation, Terence agrees to give this a try. Frito stuffs his fingers tightly into the couch potato's nose and blows into his ear, sure enough, the peanut pops out the other side. Later that evening, Terence and Mrs. Tuber are propped up in bed, watching a rerun of the Potato Family on television. When Mrs. Tuber asks her husband, "That Fritto is such a nice boy. What do you think he will do when he leaves school?" "I don't know what his plans are," replies Terence, "but from the smell of his fingers, I think he will probably be our son-in-law." Close your eyes. Feel your body to be frozen. Gather all your life energy inwards and look in. Deeper and deeper find out the center of your being. Finding the center of your being is the door that leads you beyond yourself, that makes you a Buddha. Be well acquainted with this new space you are in, because you have to carry the Buddha 24 hours in your gestures, in your actions, in your words, in your silence, waking or sleeping. If one can remain this silence, then there is no need to follow any discipline, any virtue. everything will happen on its own accord, spontaneously. And when things happen spontaneously, they have a beauty of their own. It is a blissful moment. You are dissolved into an oceanic consciousness. You are at home. Realizing that which you have carried since the very beginning, for thousands of lives, but have never looked into it. Never searched for it, have taken it for granted. It is the most precious treasure in you. It is the whole universe falling in you. Nivedano, to make it clear, relax and just watch the body, the mind. You remain a watcher. Just a watcher. Your body is born and dies. Your mind every moment changes. Only this watcher is your eternity. Remember it. Remind yourself of it. And slowly, slowly make it your ordinary, simple life experience. Just like breathing, you don't have to make any effort. When your Buddha is so spontaneous, you have found the truth. Nivedana, come back and bring with you all the fragrance that you have gathered. Sit down slowly, gracefully, as a Buddha for a few seconds. This is going to be your life style. I don't want any followers. I want everybody to be a Buddha, a master unto himself. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, Asha.
Can we celebrate the Buddhas?
Yes, Asha.